This is International Dark Sky Week. It's a good time to remember that Michigan is home to an international dark sky park, one of only 16 in the nation, and we have three dark sky preserves. Mary Stewart Adams is here with us now from Emmett County, from the Headlands International Dark Sky Park, right there along the shore of Lake Michigan near Mackinac City. Welcome back to Stateside, Mary.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
It has been a couple of years since we talked, and I know this, I still get people talking to me about our conversation about Headlands and wanting to know where it is. And I wondered, where do visitors come from to see the night skies minus light pollution?
They come from all over, and I mean all over the world. We have visitors from China and Turkey and Italy and from Mackinac City. They come from quite local, but everywhere, because unfortunately, a truly dark, naturally dark night sky is a diminishing resource around the world. But if you're in Michigan and you want to get to Headlands, the easiest thing to do is hop on I-75 from downstate. You just head north and you take the last exit before you're going over the Mackinac Bridge. That's in Mackinac City, and you turn left or west toward Lake Michigan. And we're 2 miles down the road. So very easy to get to us.
So easy. What kind of reactions do you get from visitors that particularly touch you?
Well, one of the most remarkable experiences actually happened last summer. There was a young man, I'd say he was in his early 20s. I mean, he was from Asia, and he had never seen the night sky. Now, I don't know how you get to be in your 20s without having that experience. And so he was holding very tightly to the arm of his girlfriend as they were coming down the steps from the parking area, and I was with them. So we were making sure that we really marked the moment when he got beyond the tree line and could actually look up and see the Milky Way arcing overhead with all of the brilliant stars. I think at least one of the planets was visible to him, and he was just awestruck. And really, he kind of started to cry. He was just stood there motionless. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
We have a lot of open space in Michigan, but I'm wondering your thoughts on what other places that don't have as much open land can do to turn down the light pollution and to protect their night sky.
Well, one of the first things you can do if you're a business owner or if you just own a residence is to turn on all of your lights and walk outside at night and look back at your home or your building and see where that light is going. And you can pick out in that situation whether or not the light is shining up where it's not needed, what lights you don't really need, and whether or not anything that's either inside or outside your structure is shining light into a neighbor's yard across the boundaries of your own property line. That's called light trespass, and that's some of the most offensive kind of light pollution in neighborhoods and in communities.
I get the sense this is important, certainly in appreciating nature in the way you so beautifully described it, and also to stop wasting energy from unnecessary lights and giving off that light pollution.
Yeah, it's really a big part of the whole conversation, because at least a few years ago, statistically, the International Dark Sky Association was able to demonstrate that almost one-third of all of the light that's used at night, every night across the United States, is wasted because it's spilling up where it's not needed. Light that's going up is not illuminating anything. So if you translate that amount of light into dollars and cents, it ends up costing us about $2.2 billion a year in light that's just spilling up. And then when you translate that into the amount of energy that we have to generate in order to turn those lights on, and then consider the resources that we have to dig up out of the earth to create that amount of energy, it really becomes a very consequent issue.
You can go to michigan.gov/stateparks and click the purple graphic, and that'll give you details on how Headlands and our other state parks are marking International Dark Sky Week. Mary, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Mary Stewart Adams is with the International Dark Sky Park in Emmett County.